You told me this Hades game that's called Hades has the character Hades in it? What the heck? No, couldn't be. What? No. You're gonna be crazy, man. You're gonna be crazy. No. I can't believe it.
Hello?
The Hades has the Hades in it in the Hades game? No. What's up?
Hello?
Sup?
Can you
Elise,
hear me?
How's it going?
Okay, wait. Is this mic better? Or is. Hold on. Oh, shit.
Also,
or
by
is
the way,
this
no
mic
swearing.
better? Fine.
It's, I think this one's gonna be less muffled than we heard it.
This one?
Talk for extended period of time.
My name is Elise. I don't know if we're on the air.
We're doing the cold open, so I can censor your name, don't worry.
Oh, I mean, you put my name in the thing, didn't you?
Well, I put your tag. I don't know if it had the full thing in it.
You put my name in it? Hey, listen, of all the things that, like, I can get knocked for, a video game is not really one of them,
It's true. Now, just a few things before we go live. I'm going to send you the form after this. That
okay.
The talent release form. All you have to do is sign your name on it and give it back to me, and I'll be able to give it
my
to
God,
my
I
boss.
Talent?
You are in fact talent.
Cool.
This is a new soundboard. I don't know if it has the. There you go.
Hello. I did not hear anything.
Oh, you can't hear the soundboard?
No, I'm so sorry.
No. So what you're telling me is the interview that I had with. I was putting the soundboard all the time with those people, and they didn't hear anything.
It might just be me, you know? Maybe it's just me.
If it was you, then it was also the people I had on Zoom. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah. It's fine. You're fine.
I'm losing my mind here. Anyway, that's that. And then also, no swearing. Because I have to... Whenever you swear, you cause me extra pain because I have to go back and edit the swear. So,
wait, can I swear one time?
You get one time, and then I'll be able to mark it, and I can censor it. You get one swear.
Okay.
Just imagine your mother is standing in the corner of the room, enclosed within shadow and gloom, always.
Dude, wait, is my camera on? Like, that's what she's doing right now.
What?
Yeah, can't you see her?
Please tell me she's cloaked like a vampire, but underneath the gloom of your curtain or some sort of window banister thing that's kind of giving her a little silhouette. That'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Yes!
Halo.
Let's go! The moonlight's illuminating her visage. Hell yeah! All right. I think we're ready. I think I did send the Instagram story, didn't I?
You did.
Yay! Okay, good.
I'm tagged. I can repost it. Cool. I will do that. Should I do that right now? Okay. Because technically, I had this scheduled, and then my group could only meet to discuss a presentation at 8:30. So I was like, okay, I have to go at 9. And we ended up not getting too much time. But I contributed. I'll go back to it. And it's like a group of 10 kids.
I think they're fine. The kids will be fine.
Be fine,
right? You hear that, audience in the future? They'll be fine.
Are we on the air?
We're in the cold open right now. We're going to be edited. And then future Dominic a month from now is going to say, oh, God, what'd they say? He's gonna hold his head in shame as he tries to edit through this entire cold open. I hope I'm making your life miserable, by the way. Future Dominic. Hey, Future Dominic, say something. Future Dominic, say something.
What do you want from me, man? My life is miserable and pain.
Okay.
Why are you laughing, man? Please.
Let me turn you up a bit more because you're a bit soft. Let me turn you up a bit more, and I think we're good to go.
Hello.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Awesome.
Beautiful. All right. We'll be starting in 1 minute.
Cool.
I think I have my script here. I hope I have my script.
Can I see the script, or do I get? Am I surprised?
You can be surprised, or I can screen share it with you. It's all up to you.
I'll be surprised.
Yeah, it's not that much of a script, I'll be honest. It's just like the main talking points. So, as long as...
Okay, then surprise me.
I'm going to surprise you. It's going to be a big surprise. Everyone will be shocked. And they'll gasp and they'll say... That was a wolf howl, wow. By the way.
I did not hear the... You gotta do it with your mouth. Because I can't hear it.
Ooga! Sorry. What? You're saying something? Elise, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. All right, we're ready. We're rolling. I think we're good to go. Get ready, because we're going live in 3, 2, 1. My name is Dominic, and we're here! We're in the studio! We're ready! We're riled! We're all warmed up, baby! Awooga! Awooga! Carissa just made me a new soundboard, by the way. I'm gonna go ham and cheese with this. Unfortunately, our guests cannot hear the soundboard. And what a great introduction to our guest! Would you please introduce yourself, Elise?
Hello, my name is Elise. I am a Carleton student, go Ravens. I am here because I am self-proclaimedly like an enormous fan of Hades. And the thing is,
yeah.
Hades 1 is like my favorite game in the world, but Hades 2 surpasses it in every way. But we're here to discuss that and how awesome it is.
That's exactly right, Elise. And honestly, if you haven't played Hades 1 already... What are you doing?
Out, man.
Please. With every fiber of my being, it's literally on sale. It is $8.
No, I don't think it's on sale anymore. It's back to 32.
No! Don't worry, the winter sale's coming soon. In a couple of months, you can get your grubby little hands on this game and probably Hades 2 for a discount. I'm just saying, it's gonna go on sale.
Honestly, like, it's still worth it.
Even for full price. I played full price for the second game, and I've gotten every single penny back and more.
Oh, yeah. No, the first game, like, they were really, really good with it. They put it on, you know, they put it on the iPhone. They put Hades on the iPhone.
They put Hades like, on the iPhone?
Yeah.
I did not hear this.
It was a partnership with Netflix, because Netflix reduced, or... They release a bunch of games under Netflix Games, and you can only download the games if you have a Netflix account.
Damn. Oh, it's the membership, like with that other game that you like. What's it called? Into the Breach.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly, which I have not touched in, like, 2 years.
I got you hooked on it, though. I still hold that over my head, and I use it as a crowning achievement of the show. Anyway, we're back in the studio, everybody. We're so back, and we're so ready to talk about one of my favorite games as well, Hades 2. Mm-hmm. It's now my favorite game, of course. It's in there, obviously. Wow. I think it's, like you said, it's definitely surpassed everything that Hades 1 ever was. Although, I will say, there is one thing that we'll get to in the future that I still wish it did a little bit better. You might think that's a bit of a weird thing to say, because Hades 2 is such a great game, and Hades 1 is such already a great game. And the fact that it already surpassed it is something that was pretty much unthinkable up until now, in my opinion. Because I just touched the game 2 weeks ago, and you've been touching the game for pretty much the entire year.
Okay, don't say I've been touching the game.
You've been touching it. You've been getting your little grubby little hands all over it.
I've had my hands on Hades 2 for... I want to say 198 hours now.
I've seen the Steam history. That's exactly right. That's
a good thing. And 181 of those were in early access. So I was the day one, dude. Like, it's actually so hard to express how much of a person, like, how different of a person I am since that first trailer got released. But, like, here I am, you know, and I'm reaping the benefits for all those past news playing that game.
Yes.
And I think, you know, there's a lot of stuff gained, a lot of stuff lost along the way, but I think that the final product is something, like, very, very solid.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, regarding your character, If you don't know Elise, I mean, most of you probably do, because the people who listen to the show are from high school. That's a fact. I've seen the metrics, everybody. You can't lie to me. But if you don't know, if you're the one of the few high school university friends that you know, I've made along the way, or if you're just tuning in, Elise is one of my friends from high school. We pretty much knew each other all 4 years, you know, and one of the main bonding points was, in fact, Hades. Isn't that right, Elise?
Exactly.
It's the only thing we ever talked about.
Okay, no, because it really wasn't. I remember you mentioned that we should hang out, and by hang out, you meant watch or let me watch you play the game. I don't want to do that. Why would I want to do that? Because obviously I had never heard of streaming or Twitch or anything before.
Yeah.
So we let that lie for a while, and then my brother was like, oh, Hades is on sale. I should get it. And then I played Hades completely independently, and I loved it.
That's so sick.
And so I dare say I've surpassed you as a Hades fan.
I don't know about that specifically. That statement seems a bit, what's the word, asinine to me. But at least that's completely right. I did, in fact, during the very short time. To be fair, this was COVID, and I had COVID brain. You can't blame me.
And to be fair, we were also like 14. So.
Exactly. So it was completely
fair. No harm done.
Damn. Well, you know what? Sometimes you win, and sometimes you lose, and sometimes you especially win with Hades, too.
Exactly.
I don't know why I'm talking like a sports broadcaster. Let's get into the play. So let's quickly talk about what Hades is for the people who don't know. Because Hades is a lot of things. But the main two things, of course, I'll let you take the stage on this. The main two genres that come to your head when you think of Hades, go.
Roguelite.
Boom. And?
What? And action.
Yay! I mean, that's, you know, it's good. It's close.
What was I meant to say, romance?
I would have said hack and slash, but, you know, that's a bit more specific, in my opinion. I'm a bit nitpicky, a little bit, you know. It has that Diablo flavor that I've never played in my life, but I'm sure other people who are really in the weeds of video games probably know, including my coworkers. But
yeah.
Romance is definitely one of them.
If you say flavor, like, they can excuse you for that. No.
The flavor's a bad word. Spunk? Mung?
No, flavor is fine. Flavor is completely okay. You could honestly describe a lot of things as, like, Diablo flavor, you know? I've never seen, was it Castlevania, the anime on Netflix? I could say that has, that was my one.
That was your
I
one time!
I could say that was, that has Diablo flavor. Have I played either of them? No. Can you prove me wrong?
Nope. Also, by the way, I'm marking your swear, by the way. This is like a mark of whatever the bloodcasters have in D&D. I don't know. The mark of castigation or something like that?
Uh-huh.
Basically, it's a for shame mark. I'm putting myself for shame. So whenever you swear, I have to type it out, and then later, future Dominic will be tortured to edit it out.
I'm not going to swear again. That was my one.
That was your one time. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Anyway.
So, we're going to get into a lot of tangents, ladies and gentlemen. It's fine. Don't worry about it. This is how those things roll. Especially with friends such as Noob Destroyer Daniel and friends like Elise. We're going to have a little bit of banter, as you might call it. So, please strap in. This one's going to be a wild ride. So, comparisons to Hades 1. Here's the thing. Now, with a lot of the genres that we talk about here, we have a lot of, you know, the main two ones are obviously roguelike, the replayability element, the fact that the rooms are procedurally generated, and if you don't know what a roguelike is, you can go back to episode 8 of the show, where I talk about all of the developments within the roguelike genre. However, we're not going to talk about it here, because I assume you already know that. Doing your homework ahead of time, audience! But if we're going to talk specifically about flavor, Hades 2 has a lot of flavor. Let's talk about the Greek mythology aspects of this game, ladles and germs. You don't get better than this. If you like Percy Jackson, If you like anything to do with Greek mythos, if you like the gods, if you like the weird creatures that you have to fight in Greek mythos, you're gonna love this game, man. Please tell them.
I cannot agree more. I got into this game around the same time I was getting into Hadestown, which, if you don't know, is the most stellar, like, folksy musical around. And it revolves around Orpheus and Eurydice. And the setting is very much like the steampunk, capitalism is the bad guy thing, but it's just so good. And the music honestly sounds quite similar, or even like an evolution of, well, no spoilers, but the Orpheus and Eurydice music in Hades the game. And so to like enjoying them together, it really is like the perfect storm, you know? And even, I was going to spoil more. I shouldn't spoil more, should I?
It's been out for 4 years. If people haven't played it already, that's up to them. I'm just saying. We can talk a bit about the plot of Hades 1, but this is more about Hades 2, so it's up to you if we want to keep going deeper into this.
Okay, here. Well, I'm going to give you 1 minute, and you can go over Hades 1, and I'll judge you on it. Okay, ready?
All right.
Oh, she's on the timer. 3, 2, 1. Go.
So basically, the god of the dead, Hades, has a child named Zagreus, right? Now, Zagreus is a bit of a rebellious child. He's a bit of a crook. He's a bit of a cool guy, if you will, right? So he tries to break out of hell. He tries to break it out of his father's domain. Hades doesn't like this. He tries to stop him at all costs. And he meets a bunch of funky little characters along the way, such as Thanatos, his mother, at the end of the game, and also a bunch of other cool characters. At the end of the game, of course, he is able to reunite with his mother and fix the house. The end.
You are at 24 seconds right now. You had a little bit more time.
Yay!
I'll take that flag. So, some of the main draws of Hades are its incredible character art, its very flowy movement. And I don't mean flowy as in like, oh, la 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 la. I mean, it's like you go and you can't stop. It is just, you can button mash and you will clear rooms faster than anything. You can play strategically and you will get so much damage, like it will make you sick. It is such a satisfying game to play. And then obviously, you know, all the characters are so hot.
Hot!
There's
Sorry.
A running joke that Hades is like the bisexual game.
It is the bisexual game, and it causes every single bisexual awakening, and I'll stand to that.
Precisely. And I see, I can talk. Precisely.
Bingo.
Anywho.
So, specifically with Hades, there's a lot of good music with that as well, but we should talk about the comparisons between Hades 1 and Hades 2. Now, here's the main thing that I find interesting. So, in Hades 2, you play as Zagreus' sister, Melinoe, right? It took me a while to actually pronounce that. I was doing it. I was practicing how to say that many, many times while going through the entire game. It's a very complicated name to say. I'm sorry. It's Mel. Dang it!
Call her Mel.
No!
Mel is fine.
Mel's fine. You're right. Mel's fine. So Mel is the sister of Zagreus, and it takes place many, many years after the events of Hades 1. Now, the problem is that Kronos, the titan of time, decided to re-resurrect himself and basically destroy the entire, enslave the entire underground and kidnap
exactly.
His entire family.
Do you remember all those hot characters that we mentioned?
They're all trapped forever.
They're all gone.
Instead, you get a whole new cast of hot characters.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's me, but I feel like these characters skew a little bit younger. I feel like Mel is very much like early 20s, if not very late teens.
I thought Zagreus was the same age, though, to be fair.
19-ish. Zag, I could feel, is like early mid-20s, you know?
Yeah, okay, I can see that.
I think, yeah, I feel like Mel, you know, she's very serious because of what has happened to her family. Like, she never got to know her mom, her dad, her brother, right? And it's displayed in one of the opening abilities you're able to do, You return to your home base and you pass a painting and you can click a button to brood over the painting.
Yeah, it's so sick. I love it. I love that feature. I also love the frog confiding feature.
Pet the frog.
Pet the frog. Everyone loves this game only because of the frog. If the frog wasn't in this game, if Freenos was not a character in this game, this would get 0 stars. No one would play it. It's true. I'm sorry, but it's true.
Okay, but
No one would
hear me
know about
out.
the fun, interesting characters about this game. No one would know about the sick gameplay if there wasn't a frog in it. I am hearing you out, by the way. You can say your piece, please.
Rocky is my goat.
Rocky is
Seriously.
pretty sick, I will admit. Rocky is
He
a funny
immediately
little.
mines, minerals and stuff because there's so much resource collecting in this game. It's actually
Compared to
crazy.
Hades 1, that's one of the
There's
main things
so
that is so
much.
different to from Hades 1 to Hades 2. In Hades
That's
1
true.
specifically, all you can really do is fish, right? You can have little fishing
Which is
spots, you get
very
your rod.
funny.
It's very funny though, yes. I love all the fish designs. They're so good. But in Hades 2, you can not only fish, but you can also dig, you can gather, and also you can mine. And your fun little frog can, and also
Oh, there's one more.
you can recruit. You can recruit souls back
Yes,
into
you
your
can
home base.
compel shades. Exactly.
Yeah, it's sick. I love it. And each of the different funny little
Familiars.
characters, your little familiars, can help you collect them faster, have them unlock, like have them appear more often, and have also little special abilities along the way. This is a roguelike. You unlock things as you continue dying, of course.
And it's a lot of fun. During the early access, you could actually only gather one reagent at a time. Like, if you could unlock all of them, but you can only equip one. So similar to like the weapon equip screen, you could only equip one gathering tool. So if you got the shovel, you could only shovel
What?
stuff. You couldn't
That
mine, you couldn't
sucks.
fish,
That
you know.
sucks. I'm so
I
happy they
know.
fixed it. That's
Yeah,
crazy.
personally, I enjoyed it, but I feel like if I had to start a fresh save and there was so much stuff to do,
Right?
and I had to worry about gathering reagents, like, no one has time for that. Are you kidding me?
No,
But
that would be
earlier on.
miserable. This game would be from a 10 out of 10 to a 9.5 out of 10, and that's saying something.
Sorry.
So, here's another cool little comparison I have from Hades 1 to Hades 2. In Hades 1, Zagreus' main objective is to try to escape his father's domain by reaching the surface world and reuniting with his mother. In that game, you're ascending most of the time. You're going from Tartarus to Asphodel to Elysium, and then to the weird rat place that I forget the name of. I don't know, remember, was it like the River of
It
Styx?
was, yes, it was the, yes, I think it was like
Temple
the
of
Hall of
Styx.
Sticks or something.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And in Hades 2,
It's the Temple of Sticks, yes.
Temple of Styx. Boom. I got them all. I haven't played that game in like 3 years, and I still got them all. But in Hades 2,
Hades 2.
you are, instead of going, you are still technically going up. Here's the fun part. You can go down by traversing the kind of bordering lands of the different, I guess, the underworld. It's still technically the underworld, but you're just kind of bypassing most of the corroded parts of it, based on Cronus's tyrannical terrain. And most of it is new, completely new set pieces. Like you're going to the first region, which is Erebus, then to the next region, which is Oceanus. Third region is the Fields of Mourning, and fourth
Yes.
region is again Tartarus, but it's completely taken over by Cronus's lackeys.
Exactly. And one thing to note is that even earlier in the game, this was already a big reversal from the original, right? Because unlike Zagreus, Mlynoi was raised above the earth, or kind of above the earth, in the crossroads between the above and below, right? And so she has to fight down to get to her father, which is funny because Zagreus is only ever trying to go up to escape him,
That's
right?
it's just it's such a
And
beautiful,
then.
poetic little thing. I love it so much.
Exactly. And then they release the new biome or the whole new route. And when I started playing, they didn't have this. And it was such a shock to see that they had dropped it because, like, what do you mean you're gonna double the content just like that? Huh?
Literally, I was so shocked. I was like, wait a minute, there's an up now? And I was like blocked off, and I was like, how do I get up there? How do I get up there?
And it is immediately so intense.
No, you know what the funny thing was? Back when I was 14, playing Hades 1, I thought for sure that you would be able to go to Olympus eventually. For some reason, I thought in my 14-year-old mind, I was like, eventually I'm going to get to Olympus by just like continuing to beat the game. It never came true, though. It never happened. But in Hades 2, my dream finally came true. That's so sick.
You get to meet some of the big guys.
The big people upstairs, such as Zeus and Hera, and also Apollo, which is a new god compared to the first game as
well. Yes, and then I have not seen any of the other ones. I think you see a lot more.
Yeah, you can meet Athena as well along the way up. What was his name? Dionysus, my boy. He's one of my favorite gods in the original game, and I love how he just becomes an NPC in the new game. So the idea here is that in like specific chambers of the regions that you go through, there's going to be people that you can meet along the way instead of specific chambers. Instead of fighting a horde of enemies, you instead meet a friendly little face that'll give you a boon. So in this case, Dionysus. They all end with us. I'm pissed. I'm so mad. Okay, it's fine. I'm fine.
Isn't that a Colleen Hoover book?
Maybe. I don't know.
It ends with us. Which, by the way, her stuff has been so widespread recently, and it's baffling.
Is it?
It's baffling. All of her books are like, of course, no hate to Colleen Hoover fans out there, but all of her books are just, alpha male billionaire who invented technology, goes out with his best friend's little sister who's a waitress and completely broke. Also, he's a single dad, and his heart is warmed by, you know, this spunky, like, really cool woman who is totally not a self-insert. It's the same formula.
It sounds like you have a bit of beef with the audience. Maybe you should bring that up with Carissa next time that she has her show.
Oh, please. Is she a Colleen Hoover fan?
I actually don't know. I'd have to ask her. She does have a show called Bookmark, which was before this. It's a little plug for her. If you want to come the week after, because the next week is reading week, there's going to be no shows during then. Or there might be some shows, depending on when the people want to do it or not. But in 2 weeks from now, at 8 o'clock, she has a show called Bookmarked, where you can tune in and listen to some of her hot takes about books. Next week's going to be about Harry Potter, so strap in.
I will be tuned in for that.
Hell yeah. I still need to read the books. I haven't read a single one. Hello?
Have you seen the movies?
Nope.
Wow. I mean, you've kind of missed your window.
Kind of. It would be funny if I just started reading them again.
No, you know what would be hilarious? I will send you fan fictions, and you will consume the fan fictions, and from there you will tell me what you think the original plot is.
That'd be so sick. That'd be so awesome. Oh man, just now it was interesting because it was actually this episode from Bookmark was talking about Harry Potter fan fiction specifically. So it could work. Look, I am a blank slate, so whatever you put on me, I will believe with full. With a full heart. So,
beautiful.
Be careful. I'm a fragile soul.
Looking forward to it. I'm pulling up my document right now. I will send, I'll give you a list. I'll give you a required readings.
Hell yeah, that'd be sick.
Anyways,
so,
Hades 2.
Hades 2. Let's talk about the soundtrack, Ladles and Germs. This soundtrack is so, these sounds are so, so juicy. You have no idea.
Hades, or the series soundtrack, has always been, what's the word for when the soundtrack is, you can actually hear it from within the game? Like, it's like a tangible thing.
Is it dyadic? Dyadic, I think.
Dyadic.
Hold on, let me look it up. When
Diegetic.
Diegetic. I was close. Yeah, diegetic
yes.
is the...
So we do have a good amount of diegetic music in the first game. Again, mentioning Orpheus, the, you know, son of a muse, master lyre player, you know, beautiful singing voice, which is wonderful because the voice of Orpheus is actually the same person who voices Zagreus.
It's so
But
cool.
you would never know unless you looked it up.
Daniel Korb, Darren Korb, I love you.
I love the guy. But in Hades 2, they actually have the sirens, who, again, from Mythos. Dominic, can you explain?
Basically, they lure people with their voice, and I think Odysseus had some a little run-in with them once, I'm pretty sure.
Exactly.
So half of his crew got eaten by them. It was kind of unfortunate, but now they have a cool band in the Oceanus region of this game, and they have a lot of very cool songs. Let me tell you. Mainly, I Will Claw Your Eyes Out. Classic. Come on.
Yes, love that one.
That's that. When I heard that one for the first time, I was like, But you know what was even better? In a lot of the, so in Hades 1 and Hades 2, there's a specific kind of difficulty slider, right? Where you can add on either in the first game packs or in this game vows, which make either the enemies harder or the bosses harder. So when you activate a
Or they
specific
also,
rival's
oh,
vow,
sorry.
yeah, exactly. And the vows specifically make them have an alternate form, right? I think in the lore specifically it says that like Nyx enchants them with like a the pact of like fear and anguish of the night and makes them more powerful in a sense. So it adds like a bunch of new difficulty to the already established bosses that you probably are already easily defeating once you play the game over and over and over again. In this case, Scylla and her sirens turn into a full metal band with the addition of Charybdis.
Who is one of the most annoying mini bosses to fight,
It is
and
so annoying.
he's even worse than the sirens fight. Because why are there so many more projectiles that you have to dodge? And the thing is, with the vows, like the VOW vows, there are also what do you call them? Like we'll say boons. There are boons that can make enemies faster, hit harder, and can make you heal less and pay more for those healing items.
Yeah, additional
Sounds a
features that
lot
make them
like
even more difficult to fight.
a government, I know. But
Interesting. Shots fired.
in this fight, it's incredibly difficult, honestly, because there's so many more projectiles, and Charybdis is also impossible to hit. So it's just this turret, effectively. Turret shooting off unlimited projectiles, and it doesn't stop until you kill the main sirens, who also shoot their own projectiles.
Yeah, I
Their
mean,
attack patterns also change due to the vows,
to be
right?
fair, you can attack the tentacles. That will make them stop shooting projectiles, but it's very hard to get to them in the first place.
That's true. That's true.
So, you have to. I've been using. Look, here's another little fun thing about this game. There's different weapons you can use. I've been using a lot of the small knives, Limon Oros.
Beautiful. I agree.
The pan. You can add also different aspects of them, which take effect based on different types of gods. So I've been using the pan aspect of the blade, which make them fire even more blades for their special attack. So just literally lining them up, and then I think they also act as homing missiles when you have them in your cast. So I've been just casting, running away, and then just shooting like a barrage of like 15 projectiles at them back. Cause screw them! God! If they can shoot projectiles at me, I can shoot them back. There's no contest. It's
Exactly.
in my right as a red and white Canadian, I guess. We're
Limon
taking
Oros.
nationalism back on this podcast. Go
Oh God,
ahead.
we will not start because all of my class materials are about that. I get in enough at school. I will not do it on my off time. Also for school, actually, which is
Valid.
really cool. Do you get like a credit for this, by the way?
No,
Or
I
is it
do
just like
not.
a volunteer thing?
It's a volunteer thing.
That's awesome. That's
It's
awesome.
my own little side project. I'm trying to get to 50 episodes by the end of the year. So,
Yeah.
wish
See,
me
that's what you
luck.
gotta do though. You gotta have a goal to work towards. But yes,
Yay!
Limon Oros, such a great weapon. The secret aspect is incredible. Oh my
Oh,
God. Have you played it yet?
I haven't gotten that yet. I think I've only gotten
I actually just
the.
shot up in my chair. Like, This secret aspect for the blades is one of the most powerful weapons you can get. There's a little combo that you can do, actually, that if you land an attack, or actually, do you want me to spoil it for you?
Ooh, I love that. I
Wait,
do have
do
this
you want me
aspect,
to
I
spoil?
think. The crow cutters, right?
Yes,
I
thank
need to try
goodness.
them.
Okay.
I need to try them.
Have you not
Oh.
tried them?
No, I haven't. I mean,
Oh my God.
Artemis gave me her special keyword, just like last play session, I think. So I haven't had a chance to try them out. It seems like hard
Oh
to
my
like get
God.
out, but I think if I can get like the hang of like doing the three combo, it should be smooth.
Honestly, like you can get really into the flow of it. At an max leveled, it'll give you 777 damage. Isn't that insane? That's base.
That's
That's base.
insane. That's insane.
So much fun.
Imagine that
But I
with
would have
the
to say
Ares
that's
boon.
my favorite. Oh, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, by the way, for people at home, hey, Ares adds a effect called Wounded, which adds extra power to your punches. So whenever you hit, it adds extra modifier to all of the Olympians that are affecting your attacks. My goodness, I love this game.
So complex. I was talking about it with a friend who also got it when the early access ended. And the first thing he said was like, every one of Mel's weapons is effectively two of Zagreus's.
Pretty
Because
much.
Zagreus only had the attack and special, right? But we have the Omega
Yeah, which is
in
a
this one, which is
charge
like,
attack.
which is effectively like the special of the old game. And so we have the attack special, and then the special, and then the special special.
It, like,
And then the
honestly.
cast. And the heck is, and there's so much. There's so much. And I love this game, actually.
It's so good. Man. It honestly feels like, at least when you don't add any fear, it makes the game a lot easier, in my opinion. I mean,
Oh,
maybe I have
absolutely.
it like it makes like comparatively to Hades, the first one, it feels like Zagreus is a bit perhaps underleveled for a lot of the stuff. It still feels challenging even when you're playing it over and over and over again. But with Hades too, I think it's very definitive why they made the vows multiply their requirement to get new rewards rather than just increase by one.
Exactly.
So.
One complaint that you'll hear from me is that the later in the game, you end up only needing to beat the final bosses in order to receive the nightmares from it, which is like the ultimate reward you can get from beating like super level runs. I'm looking at my screen right now, and I need to beat Typhon on every single one of the weapons in order to get a nightmare. Because earlier in the game you can beat some of the earlier bosses, right? You can beat the first boss or like the second or the third, but later on it just becomes the final boss. And right now for me it's just the boss upstairs. So if I
That's
want to really
insane.
progress, I have to do above ground runs, which can get a little bit old. But I
They
did
can get
set a
a little
new
slow,
save,
but
so
yeah, exactly. I think it's a new fresh file. And the interesting thing too is you haven't uncovered the full story yet, which is interesting.
I have not,
Cause
and I've been
in
playing for
yeah.
ages.
It's so funny because you have like 190 hours, but only in like you have 180 hours in the early access and only 10 hours in the new release. So a lot
And I've
of
been trying to
the
rack them up, yeah.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair. Like I commend you for at least giving it a shot. But unfortunately I beat you to the chase and I beat the game.
Are you kidding me?
I did get to the end of the game, to be fair. So, yeah.
Wow.
You know, I'm
Well.
just gonna go to like that. I don't know what to tell you. 40 hours. It's like a like I'm brushing dust off my shirt, you know what I'm saying? Just polishing off the shoulders.
Maybe you are better. Maybe you are a bigger fan. I'm lying. There's no way.
I
Are you
feel
so
like I got
dedicated?
pretty broken runs most of the time that kind of led to my success. Like specifically with the torches Morris build, I've been doing those a lot because you can add a lot of projectiles onto the screen, and whenever you hit them with your special, they explode and deal a hell load of damage. So pretty much just been doing that and basically running down the bosses in like 3 seconds has been incredibly fun, but also kind of game-breaking in their own special way.
Maros was probably my favorite aspect to use during the early access because the torches were a little bit different as well. Instead of doing the normal attack, and then the special that cost 5,
Oh yeah.
it would just be, it'd be normal, 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 and then special, 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 and each special was like 1. So it was this constant barrage of like these more powerful bullets, and
That's
when
crazy.
They exploded, they would go nuts, as in your whole screen would light up. I've woken up roommates a couple times because, like, the room would just get so much lighter. Like, oh, what's going on? Is it day? No, that's Hades 2 with the torches.
I've just become the bullet hell boss. Sorry. That's insane. I love that so much. So I'd say that's carried me most of the time. It's still pretty broken, to be fair. Even though they kind of diluted it a little bit, they made it a little bit less powerful, I think it's still quite broken, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
exactly.
With Ares Boon.
I agree.
Damn, it's just so good. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, let's talk about god choices, and then we can get into what I think is kind of about the game. Especially during the later when you actually beat the game and you're getting to the post game content.
Okay.
But gods. Personally, we had a little beef in the Steam chat when I was looking at when you were streaming my game. Now I would like you to quickly describe to me what do you have a specific problem with Hephaestus? Now please respond.
Oh my god. Okay. Hephaestus is a very solid early game boon in that he gives you delightful flat damage, right?
Yes.
So if you're just starting out with the game and you want to do, you know, 400 damage to a boss, knock out like a, you know, a, like an eighth or seventh of their health, sure. You know, Hephaestus is a great, great god for that. But later on, as you begin to like unlock more gods, receive more like palms of power and are able to like level up your weapon, 400 damage is chump change. And that's honestly on the higher end for Hephaestus, right?
Yeah.
Hephaestus is also very much like you have to sink a lot of your resources into those boons and into like the hammers, which upgrade your weapon. You have to sink a lot of them into like a Hephaestus run, right? Meanwhile, if you go, say, for Hera, which is my personal favorite, Hera is a really great support boon because with Hera, any damage that you do, so you can hitch foes together, and any damage you do to one, a portion of it is going to be done to all, right?
Which is pretty
That's
good.
That's incredible.
It's pretty good. I will admit
that. That's incredible.
But I'm just saying. Now, hold on. You think that Hephaestus is chump change? I'd like to challenge you on that, ma'am. Please. Let me put it this way, right? 400 damage, right. It might be a bit chump change. Let me put it that way. However, cooldown can be reduced. So,
That's true. You
have to do...
That's 1 second?
It literally, if you reload for 1 second every time you punch, you're doing 400 damage per second. Plus your weapons damage. Plus you can probably get like Dionysus later in the run and then add like a bunch of more damage if you're in the fog of his festive fog. I'm just saying, that's like 700 damage per second. You're not thinking of the combinations.
But the amount of work you have to do to get it down to 1 second
is
incredibly difficult.
It's literally two
it's
boons.
It's incredibly difficult. You need at least 5 pomegranates. And that's on like a heroic boon, you know, which you're not likely to get.
Here's the thing, though. You're not telling the audience this. Hold on. You can keep going, though. Brood. I'm gonna brood.
Are you pulling up Hades?
I'm just brooding.
Okay. The thing with Hephaestus again is like the damage isn't that great compared to the other stuff you could get, right? And okay, so we'll go through all the weapons. If you use the staff, it's, you know, fast. It's like medium fast damage with medium high, or medium fast speed. Medium high damage.
Precisely.
Right?
I haven't been using that much because I like very fast boys or very slow boys. I don't like the metal. That's just me personally.
That's fair. That's fair. And then Limon Oros is smaller damage, but very, very fast. You know, which is a lot of fun. The torches are more of like a, they're more of a ranged weapon, right? So you do have to keep your distance a little bit, but they are a fast weapon, especially when you hold on to the attack, right? And the specials.
Oh yeah.
The axe is a very slow weapon, but it hits incredibly hard.
And wide.
I love the axe.
And huge. Very wide area.
Exactly.
So you gotta get a little bit close, but it's still like you're getting like at least five enemies within your swipe.
Exactly. And I think the problem that I have with Hephaestus is like, hold on, I'm pulling up his boons.
Oh, we're doing research now, huh? I didn't know this was the research podcast about researching.
Hey, listen, I'm in policy. Every day is research. But with Hephaestus, it doesn't even, like, the weapon doesn't even make the damage.
That's
it
the to be fair, I will give you that.
Damage.
I will give you that.
Right, because, like, if it was the weapon itself that you can, like, boost later on with, like, extra power or extra percentages, then absolutely. But if you're just using, if you're relying on this, like, external blast, then you need, like, a Hera boon, again, to buff using the extended family boon, right? And, like, it's so, there's so little applicability, and it just loses so much relevance later in the game. And sucks, because I do want to have, like, equal usages with all of the gods, you know? But I'm looking at my early access keepsake chest, and Hephaestus is the only one of the gods I still have like a 2-star on.
Oh no. I'm getting flamed in real time. This is not good. And she's making good points too.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, you don't think you've won so easily.
Like... Sorry?
Don't think you've won so easily. I'm still saying Dionysus. Like, you can literally just get the Dionysus boon and it all fixes everything. Get, like, a festive fog or, like,
honestly.
Literally just go into, like, Chaos's depths and get, like, an extra damage buff. It fixes everything.
I would say the only god who's probably on par with Hephaestus is Poseidon in terms of his, like, attack boons.
Yeah.
I think his
resource
support boons are way better.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god. Hephaestus' support boons used to be so good. So good. They had, it was the boon that basically left you, it gives you a ton of armor at the start of the game. During early access, that made you invincible for the first, like, 10 seconds. That
so
was
sick.
Great. That was a great,
it's
great
still,
boon.
It's still pretty
and then
good.
They nerfed it.
It's still not bad.
That's
I'm just
true.
Saying. It's like, it's pretty so, like, much like, it, you still get, like, 100 at the start of the encounter each time. And if you add, like, the extra boon that gives you, like, plus 20 damage, just saying. It's pretty damn good.
I will say that Hephaestus' duo boons are very good.
Also true.
It's just, like, what are you going to sacrifice, you know? I guess Smithy Rush on Hephaestus would be worth it. And then get the way better gods. on your actual attack and special.
Oh, here comes the slander. I will say
yes,
that
I know.
Once you've introduced me to Apollo, I've been taking his boons more, to be fair. So
Apollo is very good. And it's great because he's like the first god you meet, right? You're immediately shown that, like, oh, your stuff, like, your hits can be way bigger and way stronger, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's very hard to beat that. It's just so simple, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why, I'm going to go into my thesis voice. That's why I think that Apollo on the aspect of Momus
aspect
on the staff
of Momus?
Is like one of the best builds you can get. Because aspect of Momus, right? When you do your special, it'll actually fire itself 2 more times without prompting, right?
Oh.
Which is great on its own.
That's
and
crazy.
Then with Apollo, you can get a boon that basically lets your Omega attack and Omega special fire 2 more times. So you're multiplying 2 times by 3, which is 6.
Jesus,
so you get essentially you get like 5 free Omega attacks or Omega specials, right? And then there's also a Daedalus hammer you can get that makes your attacks hit twice.
Oh,
and then,
no.
There's also an Apollo boon you can get.
Please don't
tell
me.
That makes your attack have a chance to deal damage 2 times as well. So the amount of, like, multiplication you can do with just this Apollo, like, weapon Oh my God. You will be clearing. This was how I got my first Typhon clear. You will clear those rooms like nothing else.
I don't know how you got it the luck to do it, but you know what? I commend you heavily for that
Hey
build.
man.
That's what
At
this game's
least
all about.
one out of those 180 hours has to be like relevant.
That's fair. That's fair. How long did it take you to get your first Typhon win?
I mean, that's hard to quantify because when I started playing, and even when they like added the surface, you would stop at Eris, right? So a long time I was like really like I was really sharpening my axe against Eris because God, I hate
Eris
Eris. I hate Eris.
sucks. One of
She's
the worst
so
bosses.
hot, I will admit. She's so
Yep.
hot. She's so
True.
toxic, but
True.
God, she's a difficult boss, right? I think your Vow of Rivals is actually way easier just because like normally when you have the fighter on like 40% extra speed, you're dead. You're immediately dead.
I never turn on speed for that reason alone. That's insane.
It's honestly quite fun. It's really it's a learning curve, right?
Yeah. And look,
But
I'm a bit
yeah.
basic. I don't put any of the speed buffs, the health buffs. The vows are mainly for extra enemies that transfer between locations, and also the rivals.
True.
And that's pretty much it. That's all you need.
Have you not done time yet?
Time is also a good one. Time is also a good one.
Yeah, I would say that time is free, but you like 5 minutes is brutal.
5 minutes is quite brutal. I remember I was like, there was one specific instance when I was like 30 seconds away from ending at the Typhon fight. I was like, please shoot faster. I was with my I think it was with I was actually with Liminoris, and I was literally trying to like cut as many holes into the Typhon boss as possible. It was brutal. But I
That's
got the dub.
rough.
I got the dub.
Actually, there's a hack. If you have armor when that happens, I believe that you don't die. It just takes away your
Really?
armor.
That's
Yeah.
insane. I think
It's pretty cool.
that should have been.
Yeah. Dude, okay, hold on. Are we gonna keep talking about the weapons?
I think we need we unfortunately we're running a bit out of time. We have about 10 minutes on the clock because we started a bit late.
What shoes?
But we can still talk about the weapons if we have time, of course. I just want to quickly
Okay,
talk about the.
we'll do a speed round. What's your favorite build with the knives?
Ooh, with the knives has to be either no, not Hephaestus. What am I talking about? No. Knives suck with Hephaestus. I think Hestia is really good with Pan.
Exactly. Hestia on Pan. Honestly, Hestia on attack and
Pretty good
what do
too.
you call it? Poseidon on special is pretty solid.
Ooh, I like that special little sauce you got there. That's pretty good.
Oh yeah.
I think
And
also
then,
Zeus on attack is pretty good as well, in my
oh,
opinion.
you're right.
Yeah.
And then similarly for the torches, Zeus on attack and Hera on special is beautifully solid.
Oh yeah. Can't
And
deny
then
that.
Charon, oh sorry, for the axe, dude, aspect of Charon is like genuinely so
Oh,
incredible.
I
You
haven't
put
been.
Apollo on
Yeah.
that. You put Apollo on that, and you're actually set. Because when you get that double firing boon, and you get to hit that special, oh my God! And then because you know Charon, right? Like the aspect.
No, I haven't actually I unlocked it yet. I was
Oh.
waiting on that because I need to still get enough credit cards. I keep spending them on nightmares instead of on that
You're
aspect. I keep
actually
forgetting.
so right. I'm in that cycle right now on my other save, but. With Charon, like you can just leave a normal cast down, right? But if you hit it with your Omega special, it'll explode like your Omega cast. So you get the Apollo cast on that, right? So when it erupts, it ends up regaining mana for you, and it also deals a ton of damage just in the area, and it's just so good.
See, this is the
I don't know
sauce,
how
ladles and
what's
germs,
your
that you get
favorite.
in this game. This is fantastic.
What's your favorite axe build?
Favorite
Because you can't
axe
really use
build?
it.
Ooh, that's a good question. You're gonna mock me mercilessly, but I think Hephaestus on special is really good.
Wow. I'm not
The
gonna say anything. The skull. Oh my
skull.
God. Yeah,
Ooh.
the skull.
I
I
had
have
a
all of them actually fully ranked.
really.
They're all very good,
I
honestly.
love
The skull, it's a little bit
Persephone's.
finicky. Persephone on Hephaestus is very great. That's
Yeah.
what I've been like using to level up my Hephaestus keepsake,
Yeah,
because it's really helpful to have it already leveled up, right?
exactly.
But I really love Medea. Like, Medea is so good. Medea with Aphrodite on attack, because it explodes like when you get close to a guy, right?
That's so sick.
And then
I
it doubles your damage because you're close to someone, and that's what Aphrodite does. And then even honestly, like wounds on special. Man.
For sure, for sure. Like Ares is pretty
Absolutely.
good. Is a pretty good all-rounder for most like builds, in my opinion.
Yeah,
Like you can
I
pretty much
agree.
stack anything on with him, and you get pretty damn good and pretty damn far. I'll say that much.
And
So,
the black coat.
the black
Oh, the
coat.
black coat.
Black coat, my beloved.
I
I think
mean,
Hestia is pretty good on this one too.
yeah, I
Especially with
agree.
the rockets, because this every single I think in the last game as well, there was obviously the adamant rail, which we see with Eris. In this game, however, because both of them are kind of, I'll call them like dungeon punk, kind of. You know what I mean? Like they have that kind of sort of like they feel like a medieval weapon of some sort, but also they have like, you know, literal heat-seeking missiles. It's
It's
insane.
great.
I
It's
love it so
great.
much. It's one of my
And I like
favorites.
how it kind of follows pattern of Hades having this like insane weapon that actually didn't really exist. Like in the original, they had the adamant rail, which was just a gun.
It's
There's
literally
no
just
guns
it's
in
literally just a
ancient
gun.
Greece. I know. And then they have this one, which is like it's a full jetpack, which doesn't even exist for us yet. And it's just awesome.
Yo,
I really
when
love
Ares
how like
criticized me for wearing it, I was like, screw you! How dare you? This is my fit.
He's actually just a hater.
Just a
But
hater.
yes. So that's the weapons. And then keepsakes. What's your normal like keepsake equip routes?
Okay, you got me on the cloth for when you go down. I
Like a
think
sash?
the sash, yes, from Arachne specifically.
Yes.
She has specific ability that allows you to gain armor down each like specific encounter that you go through. So you continually gain armor, and with Hephaestus, I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, and then especially because when you go down, you meet Arachne, and if you keep her armor on, like it gives you a very palpable buff, right? So there's an armor that she gives you. I think it's only like 10. It's 10 armor, but of course you can multiply that with the scarf, right? And with this, as long as you have this original 10 armor on, you gain 5 coins after every room. Awesome,
Insane.
so great.
I haven't been able to do the build yet because I never got it with when I have the sash enabled for some reason. I guess the game just
Oh
hates me or
yeah,
something. So
that sucks.
one day I'm gonna be filthy rich.
Yeah,
So
and then after it's scarf, what do you take?
after Scarf, I probably take one of the probably an Olympian boon. Probably either like, you know, Ares or actually most of the time I go for a Selene. Selene is
Really?
pretty good. I'm just saying. I like getting my
Wow.
special up real quick. Now, this is a different type of
That's
special, ladies and
fair.
germs. This basically allows you to do some sort of special effect. It's called a hex, which does some sort of special effect that you choose at the whenever you first encounter Selene, which is the goddess of the moon, if you're not familiar. I like going for the moon blast specifically, or the moon beam. Both of those are really good. I like those a lot. I
I
like
love
big
moon
damage.
water. I love being able to heal and also make money off of healing. That's awesome.
That's I've never been able to do that. It's never given me the option.
What?
I'm pissed.
Oh wow. No, moon water is incredible if you get it like fully max leveled, because then you can get like 10 heals, replenish them after like every fountain.
That's
And
yeah.
there's actually a
That's
Selene
insane.
boon that if you collect, like, no matter how many you have, if you hit a fountain, it'll just add some more heals on top of what you already have. That's
Only do
awesome.
them like
It's
once
I'm
per
just a
encounter
very
though, right?
greedy person, I think, and it really works for me.
You like getting in there. You like getting in the action. I feel that. I do feel that.
Exactly.
What other way to play the game than getting hit a million times instead of staying far away and strategically dodging the boss? I couldn't ever. Come on.
What does that mean?
Come on.
Oh, dude, when I did Typhon full speed, that
No.
it's hard. It's really hard. I actually haven't even beaten the bosses on Full Valve Rivals yet on my old save.
Really?
They're
I
really
was able to
difficult.
beat what was
Kronos
his
was
name?
fine.
Kronos. Kronos.
Typhon was hard. Typhon's really hard.
Oh God, I'm not excited for that. I'm able to dodge his attacks pretty
Yeah.
well. It's just I'm just terrified for that third phase. That does not seem fun.
You know what's really fun? Aromatic file. I got that one really
Oh.
early in my new save. And I was like, oh, I might as well level it up. Dude, it can just turn one common boon of yours when fully leveled, like heroic.
That's
The
insane.
top level. And
What?
it's incredible. It's but like no matter where you use it, but especially if you go upstairs, because there's just a fountain that you can use, right? So you can just get whatever lame boon from like a god, and you can just put it up to heroic, and then you're like set the whole run. And it's
Damn.
great. It's really, really great.
I think
I
that's
also
wow.
love. Oh, sorry.
No, I think Aramac Vial is the one thing that I haven't like been able to use yet because I've been trying to level up all the other ones. I've been saving that for last,
Got
I
it.
think, most of the time. But I do need to get on that. That seems amazing.
It's really good. I love Concave Stone from Echo.
Echo's my girl. She's
Oh yeah.
adorable. We
I
love
love Echo
Echo.
so bad.
Ah. She's
I
the
also
only good
really
thing in that
love
field.
the, honestly, I love the Transcendent Embryo, the Chaos Keepsake. Oh man, dude, like it's actually solid because even if you take the Keepsake, if you like replace the Keepsake, you keep the Chaos Blessing, which can be
Ooh,
crap.
okay. It doesn't expire. I thought it expired for some reason. Okay.
No, it doesn't. That's Icarus's when you
Yeah,
penalize.
it's at the hammer. It gives you a
But
hammer upgrade, but it only lasts for like 10 encounters or whatever. Kind of
yeah,
stinks, but yeah.
exactly.
I think I'll give
Oh.
that one a shot next time. I need to give those a shot. I need to
Oh,
give
for
them all a
sure.
shot, to be
Dude,
fair.
you
But
know what we should do? We should like set up runs for each other. So like we'll just do like the keepsakes, we'll do the weapons and everything, and
that's
then we'll
so good. I
like
love that. I love
compare
that. Okay.
notes. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, let's do that. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Try to break them. Try to break the game with the run that someone else gave you. That sounds really cool. Okay. So, we're kind of close to time. I did want to quickly talk about the post-game content. So let's quickly indulge myself real quick here. Here's the thing. So I, in fact, did beat the game fully. Not fully, but like to the point where I was able to see the credits. Yay me. I wish I had still.
Wow.
Yeah, I wish I had on the cheer button on my soundboard. It's not there anymore. It doesn't exist. I'm so sad. But I think a lot of the game, once you finish your task, let me just put it this way. I'm not going to spoil anything, but it does turn a bit into the Breach, strangely enough. You're just you're all.
Really?
All you're doing is fighting different timelines. You're not fighting your own timeline once you eliminate both foes.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So it's literally you
Okay.
just like trying to set the course of time forward by trying to eliminate all the possibilities of Kronos going into power and also Typhon rising up against the
That's
Mount Olympus.
crazy.
It's
Yeah.
it's it was cool when I heard it the first time. I'm not going to spoil who tells you how to do it, of course. That's for Elise and all of you at home to figure out. But I feel like the game, because like you said at the start of this, a lot of the game has that sort of sense of urgency. Because in Hades 1, you're just a rebellious teenager. In Hades 2, your entire family got kidnapped and you have to save them against a tyrannical god, Titan thing. So you kind of it's a little it kind of loses its stakes a little bit, you know what I mean? Like once
That's
you
fair. That's
remove
really
those
fair.
stakes from the game, like you just kind of eliminate most of what was kind of engaging about the game to begin with. Like I liked Malenoi's spunk. I liked her rancor against this evil foe, but now that evil foe has been neutralized, what are we gonna do now? Oh, I guess we gotta keep fighting all the other evil foes.
That sucks. I heard the ending was really bad. Like, if you go on Twitter, oh my God, the amount
I don't think the
of
ending was bad.
complaining
I
you will
kind of
hear.
choked up a little bit, I'll be honest. It was cute. I liked it.
Yeah? Okay, that's good.
I think the ending was all right. I don't like the post ending. Like I don't like having to like
Okay.
can you like I feel like the game's still fun. I like all the like everything is still like as it is, perfectly fine. The gameplay is good. I just don't like specifically how like the game kind of wraps up, you know? Like I feel like with Hades 1
That's
it has a
fair.
very little loose ends. It has very like it's very polished with its ending. It ties everything up, you know? you get reunited with Persephone. Like, everything is okay in the end. But with this game, it's kind of like just like, oh, we're doing this again? Okay, I guess.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't know. That's just me, though.
I'm not looking forward to that then. Okay, sounds good.
It's okay, though.
I will lock in, I think. Tonight is the night. I will play more Hades 2, which has been every night, I think.
Hell yeah! Hold on, let me see. Let me try a new soundboard clip.
I'm really excited for the new movie. Little did I know, it would be a feature. A creature feature.
I wish you could hear that.
Featuring the creature. I did hear it, actually.
What? No way! It finally worked!
Dude,
I don't know who made the soundboard.
There was a point in time last year where we just quoted that sound to each other, like, nonstop. It was actually ridiculous.
I remember Larry being very popular. That was the one thing on my feed. You know, like, Larry. You know what I'm saying? Oh my goodness. You're breaking my damn heart. You're breaking my damn heart. You don't know the memes I know. Hey, next thing you're going to tell me, no, Skibbity Toilet.
Wait, sorry, what'd you say?
The next thing you're gonna tell me you don't know Skibbity Toilet.
What is Skibbity Toilet?
Boom boom la boom.
Okay, wait, no, like actually what is.
Well, you see at least Skibbity Toilet is a what is that? No, I wanted the censor. How dare you do that to me?
Skibbity Toilet is something we can get into another time, I think.
I think so, too. And to all of my adoring fans, unfortunately, this is, in fact, where we'll have to end it. Perhaps we'll do another episode. I feel like there's still a lot we could cover with this game, specifically.
Oh, gosh.
Like, there's...
Yeah, let's... I think...
Still favorite characters, favorite boons. We already covered favorite boons. So I wanted to get through favorite music, but I guess you'll have to listen to the soundtrack a bit more. That's fair. I understand. I've been listening to it every day during work, but you know, it's okay. You know what?
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
I'm just saying, I'm gonna put on Necropolis after this probably, or a little something else. We'll see either way. I actually don't know if that's gonna work because we need to do like a little post up wrap up. I'll need to send you the forms, ladles and germs.
Yes.
We love forms and signing stuff in this household. Thank you. So. Oh, there's actually one more thing I did want to talk about. Hold on, wait. What do you think about what do you think about the Chaos Trials?
I think they're awesome. I think they're so much fun. Please don't tell me you don't like them.
Thank you. I love. Here's the thing.
I love the Chaos Trials.
With Hades 1, every time when you want to start a run, like I remember when it was like still during school hours and I was doing my lunch and I was like, oh boy, time to hop on Hades again. And I wanted to do like a little run. And problem is that it takes like an hour and only had like
30
minutes. Here's the thing with Chaos Trials, you only need 10 minutes. It's perfect. It's like the perfect little morsel for you to get your little grubby hands on. It only has one, you're only in one specific location. So for example, like, you know, Morning Fields or whatever. And you have like a preload set out, like we've said before, that we'll do with each other later in the future. But in this case, it's just a banger addition. Like, I feel like they kind of slapped with this one. They went off. I love it.
I agree.
Oh man.
Honestly.
I need to do the harder ones. I've been kind of picking off the easier ones just because they're a little bit, you know. But eventually,
the harder ones are really, really satisfying to get.
Damn.
Like, I remember I did like maybe like four runs of this really difficult trial. And then I went to sleep. I left for school. I had like a whole day, right? I came back and I was like, you know, I'll just do one more. And I aced it. It makes it really feel like a roguelike in that sense. You know, it's something really quick that you can play. And like, you can use your previous knowledge and just hit the ground running, right? And it's really fun.
Exactly. I feel like with a lot of other roguelikes too, you don't really get that because a lot of it's like you have to start a run, and if you like pause during half the run, you get like the Northern Line effect, and you're just like, well, gotta restart the game from ground zero, and like, ah, shoot, I guess that run's done. Like, whenever I see like a run in Balatro, I'm like, damn it, do I really have to start this again? I don't even know what I was like, what cards I was using, or what jokers
I
was using.
That's so real, actually. I really love Balatro, but like, if you leave, you can't really come back. Same thing with Slay the Spire, I feel.
It's
You know,
true.
like you really have to get into the mindset
Like
of like the
you pick
Watcher
out
or
a, like
whatever.
yeah, you have like a build, you have like your specific roster that you've been building up, right? And you don't really you can't really stray away from it, especially when you're like taking a break from it, because if you come back to it later and you're like, what was I doing again? Oh yeah, and you completely forget you were like doing a barricade build in Slay the Spire. You're like, oh shoot,
Oh my
what
God,
am I doing
exactly.
again?
And then you're like, man, I hate defending. Let me get rid of my defending cards.
No, it's
That's
so
so
true.
real.
Oh man, but in this game specific, in the trials, you don't get that at all. It's like a little bite-sized morsel instead of having like a full course meal. It's fantastic. I love it. Wow.
Man, I'm actually gonna play right now.
Yay! Maybe we should do Let's go live
Maybe we
on
should.
Twitch. Hell yeah. I'm gonna have an
Definitely.
Independent Incidentals Twitch channel. It's going up right now. I'm making the account. Nah. Maybe one day, but not today.
That'd be hype.
We'll talk more about I think there has to be a part two, maybe like in the winter term, because I there's still so much to talk about, specifically with like dating, the dating mechanic, the you can give people bath salts and you can take baths with them. You can
Oh my
have
God.
a little Taberna
I
date.
haven't like fully romanced any of the characters either. That's another thing that I haven't done yet.
I think I've only gotten through Dora's story so far. And I'll be
Even
honest,
Dory?
when I went through Dora's full story, I finally clicked. I should have realized earlier what it like what the full name was.
Huh.
Come on. It was so it
Did
was
you not?
no, it was literally like, "Oh, Pandora."
That's so funny.
I was like,
That's
"Wait
so
a
funny.
minute." She was alluding to it the entire time. I'm just stupid. But
Man,
unfortunately,
such a great game.
it is. It really is. And unfortunately, we're out of time. So if there's any final thoughts that you have about this game, please let the world know.
Play the game, honestly.
Buy it. Buy it. Buy it. Hey, buddy. Your payroll came in. Ooh, that's a lot of money. Maybe you could spend like $30 on the game. Come on. Come on, you know you
I'm
want
getting
to.
paid. I'm getting paid this Wednesday. Wait, did I get paid today?
Did you?
Wait, you actually? This is actually kind of great. This kind of made my day.
You're
Thank you for the
welcome.
reminder.
I got paid like a couple days ago, and I've been rolling in it. It's been beautiful.
Right, because now you can get me noodles.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I'll need to hold on. We can do this actually. Right, we still. I'm extending for 4 minutes. Screw it. I'm downloading. I'm downloading Uber Eats right now.
Oh my God.
Uber. Why is the first thing that
You
comes
want to
up
text
DoorDash?
you my address? I can text you my
Yes,
address.
please.
Okay.
By the way, so for the people at home, by the way, just for a little context, I was watching Aliza's stream of watching the game, right? She was watching my game first, and she dared me to lose so that I could buy her noodles. If I lost, then I would have to buy her noodles, right? Fortunately for me, I was so good at the game that I did not lose. In fact, I won. But however, I gave her the same option, except if she won this run, which was pretty obvious at this point. It was pretty, like, easy at this point. You had pretty good boons from what I remember.
Yes.
I would buy her
It was
noodles,
all right, yeah.
which I in fact did.
Are you, which you are doing right now, question
Which
mark?
I am actually doing right now. I'm gonna go into my account. I'm gonna sign in with my Google account. It's the first time I've ever used Uber Eats, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
Are you
Yes.
serious?
I've never ordered anything food related online ever.
Oh my God. Wait, you're kind of awesome for that. Because
It's
it's so exhausting, honestly.
true, and that's why I've never
Like,
done it. So it's hey, you know
it's
what?
it just kind of feels like a waste of money. I'm not even gonna lie.
It is, well, it is. It is. But at the same time, hey, we strive and yearn for convenience. Our
Exactly.
civilization is turned into a fetid corpse of itself, constantly cannibalizing its own consumer base and feeding everybody raunchy food, which people like, you know. Hey, I can't fault someone for wanting to get a pizza on a late night. Am I right?
I could do pizza right now. But I will
True.
stick with the noodles. Just honestly, just whatever, like dried bulldog noodles, because I am out of stock, unfortunately.
Bulldog noodles.
They're
This
like
is not
my, they're my
sponsored.
emergency food, and I'm out.
This is not sponsored. Let's see.
What's your favorite struggle meal to eat?
Struggle meal. A pizza's a pretty good one, but
Like,
if I'm feeling a little bit
you're
more
gonna buy
energetic.
a whole pizza?
No, microwave pizza, obviously. Not microwave pizza, like frozen pizza. Like
Frozen. Oh
I
my
literally
God,
just
I
pop it
love
in.
frozen pizza.
It's, you know what?
I
Hey,
love frozen pizza.
we love a little bit of struggle food here in the
Indidental?
indidental.
Independent incidental?
I can't even say my own title. I've been cursed by
Wow.
Kronos, please.
Can't believe I got that right first try. It's a mouthful for sure.
Independent incidentals. When I came up with it at the beginning, I was like, what is an annoying name that could drive people insane while also being very creative? And I was like, yes, this is the name I want. Let me just get your
Yeah.
address real quick. Okay.
It's on Insta,
Thank you, thank you.
which you should follow me on.
You should. I have
Anyone
posted you
listening
on the
hasn't yet.
story, of course. Well, if you haven't already, then it's an emerald topaz, which I assume is an old Steven Universe reference.
No. Okay,
Lamau.
sorry, that was behemoth. No, it was not. It
Just
was
trying to burst your bubble. I'm. Go
when
ahead.
I was in like the fifth or sixth grade, we played Kahoot a ton, right? And so for one of my Kahoot names, I did Sapphire Topaz, right? Which is like cute, I guess. And then this other girl whose name I will not name, it was Layla. Sapphire, she made like Sapphire Cow or something, right? And I was so mad. I was like, I was Sapphire. So then I took Emerald, right? Because Topaz is my birthstone. And Emerald, I don't know. I just like the color green. And so that's what I did.
Congratulations. That's I didn't actually know that was the origin of your name. So it's your entire your Instagram handle's made out of spite. Is that that's what I'm figuring
It
out just
is
now.
precisely.
That's
I
amazing.
love her though.
All right. So I'm
It's great.
assuming
I just retained it.
this
I
is your address.
honestly, I kind of want to change it, but then it's like that's been me for ages, bro. Like you have no idea how many people I've met that are literally like, so is Topaz your last name? Is Emerald a nickname? Like, no, man. But the whole story is admittedly way more complicated and annoying. So,
Damn. Well, now I know. Kahoot and spite.
how you do know?
Let's see. Should I put a floor number? I don't know.
No, I'm in a house.
Okay, cool. Instructions for delivery person. Smile real big.
Don't put that. Don't put that. That's scary.
Three smiles.
Actually,
Yeah.
don't you dare. Please don't, bro. Oh my God.
All right. Smile real big.
Dude, I'm actually gonna get murdered. It's gonna be your fault.
Would you get murdered? That's crazy. You can just close the door on
Because
them.
people are scary. Are you kidding me?
So you're telling me if someone smiled real big at you wouldn't get some warm and fuzzy feeling inside? Is that what you're telling me?
No. Guys are
Bulldog.
creepy, man. I went out,
Noodles.
we have this thing called Panda, which is basically like Carlton and Yuana's homecoming, right? And so we won for the first time in 7 years, which is awesome.
Let's go.
It was actually so great. Anyway, so we won and we went out to celebrate, right? And all my buddies were going out to a diner to eat, and I already spent so much money that day. I was like, you know what? I have food at home. I'm just gonna go home. So at first, I was just gonna take the bus, right? It was gonna be there in like 10 minutes. I could take it all the way down to the airport and then take another bus, right? But it would be very painless. But I was in the heart of downtown, which, like, as any Ottawa native will tell you, like even people who just moved there, like it is so unbelievably unsafe.
Oh
And
no.
like it's scary, honestly, because there's so many like, and again, I don't want to be, like diminishing of these people's like real troubles and whatever, but like they are scary. Like there are these people just completely hopped up on drugs, and it's just like it's rough because they're actually like threatening towards the women and like everyone there, but especially towards women. Like I have seen girls literally get chased into like supermarkets or into other stores to like escape men chasing them. It's crazy.
Drugged men
Hello.
is that's
Yes.
the damn, that's crazy. Listen,
I
I've just
know. I love my city, of course, but like, man,
like you have
it's
like
it it.
you have the World War Z zombies, and we have the Walking Dead zombies here in Brampton. Like the ones here will just kind of like shamble towards you, and the ones there are just gonna like go full sprint.
Oh, they can run. It's scary.
Terrifying. I can't find the
Yeah.
bulldog noodles.
Are you serious? Wait, where are you ordering from?
Uber Eats.
Okay, wait, like from a convenience store?
I don't know. You didn't give me any instructions. How am I supposed to
Okay, here.
know?
You can go to a convenience store, right?
Yes.
Click on any convenience store and they should have it.
All right, Hungry Ninja. FreshCo. what? I don't know which one. Which one should I go for? There's so many options.
Okay, check if it's available first. I would say. Actually, could you also order me a cabbage if there's any like shops open? Because I've been really craving cabbage and dumplings. I would honestly take cabbage over bulldog.
Just, how about this? You just link it to me. How about you go on the Uber Eats app, you link it, you point to what you want, and then I'll order it for you.
Oh, hell yeah. You know what? Maybe we'll do it tomorrow so that there's way more options.
That's a very good idea as
You can
well. Okay,
order
this
from like the Food Basics.
getting quite late, of course. I will take you up on this, but later in the day. That's our time, ladles and germs. I hope you had a fantastic time listening to the show. It was a little bit more loosey-goosey, wasn't it, Elise? But I think you added a fantastically energetic character to the show. Thanks for coming.
Aw, thank you so much for having me.
It's been a
I hope we can
long
do this
we
again. This is fun.
Yay.
We
I'm
actually haven't
happy.
spoken in a while, which I think probably added to like how kind of
Spastic.
messy it was a little bit.
It's it
Little bit.
was a little bit
I think
crazy.
it was perfectly organized. I think it shows like, your character as a radio host.
Oh, thank you
No,
so much.
I think you did great.
You and all the ladles and germs out there is why I do this show. And honestly, the Emmy here that I have in my hands is not a, it's a more of an indictment of you, the audience. Thank you. Mwah, mwah. And that's the show, ladles and germs. I hope this extra long episode has been to your liking. And if it isn't, you can scream at a different person, not me.
Me.
Thank you. We'll see you all in 2 weeks. I'm gonna probably edit the schedule. There's not gonna be an episode next week. We're gonna just skip. I think we're gonna skip the Silk Song for one for now because I want to add a little bit more care. I want to add like a little bit more research to that one. So we'll skip over that one. We'll probably pick up that sometime in November. We'll still be going ahead with the meta games, which will include a lovely little sort of video essay format researched thing about Undertale and One Shot, talking specifically about how people break the fourth wall in video games, and we'll top it off the Halloween season with a little bit of Ultra Kill for the fans out there of boomer shooters. I know you love Gabriel. I know you have a body pillow of him. I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen it. That is actually something you can buy at the official Ultra Kill shop, along with a
I'm
vibrator.
sure you would know.
Yes, I would know. Anyway, it's a pleasure having you here again. If you want to shout anything out, go for it.
Shout out Popham at Carleton.
Hell
If you
yeah!
are not in university and you want to work for the government, but like in a cool way, go do my program. It's really good. Profs are great. What else? Oh my God, what else? I don't know. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I'm blanking so hard right now. Shout out the color pink. Pink
Shout
is a
out to
really
the
great
color
color.
pink. We love the
We do.
color pink around here. And shout out to the program that Elise is taking because it seems like a pretty cool program. I
It was
hope
great.
everyone has a fantastic night. Get some good sleep. We'll be back here in 2 weeks. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
Yay. We're off the air. We're off the air. But
that
we're still
was
recording.
So fun. Oh, I get why men start podcasts. That was awesome.
Yeah. We'd love to see it.
Oh,
we really
my
do.
God. I love talking. I actually love talking.
And this is what this show is about.
Really show it.
This is what this show's about. I'm so glad we had the extra time, too, because if we didn't, we wouldn't have all those extra funny bits.
Oh, thank God, right?
Hell yeah. I will still have
While
to...
While we were talking, I just beat Ephira. I have this beautiful on-black coat. I have an epic Aphrodite boon.
I thought you were just building it up. I didn't realize you were actually playing a game. That's sick.
Oh, I was fully playing. Sorry, was I not meant to?
No, that's fantastic. So you beat it, you said.
I beat Ephira. I beat the first upstairs.
Yeah!